When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Well, folks, summer is over. It happened like that. Honestly, a few weeks ago, it was lovely and sunny. It was hot, right? It was too hot, actually. I was sweating, getting sunburned, sleeping naked. But now I'm wearing like layers of clothes. I'm shivering. I'm afraid to get out of the shower in the morning. My skin has goosebumps on it. The sun is gone, basically. And already I can feel my hope draining away. I've got about 6 months of misery in front of me, basically. So this is life in the UK during winter. I know it's September now. And the leaves are still on the trees, but it feels like winter is here and summer is just dead forever, basically. But don't worry, I'm British, right? And we've been living in these conditions in Britain for thousands of years. So, you know, just genetically, I'm prepared. Genetically, culturally, psychologically, physiologically, I'm prepared for the English winter. And I know that the only way to survive the English winter is basically to drink a lot of tea, wrap up warm, right? Watch lots of comedy on TV and just keep positive. Keep the hope up because it doesn't last forever, folks. But just bear in mind, though, that over the next few months, when I'm doing more podcasts, it is winter here. Although, actually, technically it's autumn. But, I feel like it's winter. Just because it's just cold. It's colder. It's colder than it was before. So, that makes it winter in my head. Anyway, in this podcast, I'm going to tell you about the British weather. Now, British weather's famous, right? It's famous for being rubbish, isn't it? Yes, it is. It's famous for raining all the time here. It's famous for being foggy, which is not true. It's not really foggy here very much. But anyway, I'm going to tell you about the British weather, and you'll learn lots of weather vocabulary. We've got lots of different expressions that we use to describe different types of weather, just like I'm sure that you do in your countries. Although, to be honest, if you live in a Mediterranean country or something like that, you don't really have weather, do you? It's just sunny all the time, right? You don't have weather. You don't have weather like we have weather in Britain. You don't know what weather really is, do you? Well, you probably do, and I haven't been to that many Mediterranean countries, but throughout this podcast, you're going to learn loads of really good, really interesting, and really useful bits of weather vocabulary. And at the end of the podcast, I'll summarise and explain all of the bits of vocabulary that I've used. And aren't I nice to you? I'm just really generous and really nice to you, aren't I? Well, aren't I? Aren't I nice? Aren't I nice to you? Aren't I really, really nice to you? I'm really nice, aren't I? I'm so nice to you, aren't I? Aren't I? Thank you. Don't worry, I'm not really angry. That was meant to be funny. You see, that's my sense of humour just coming through there. So don't worry, don't get scared if you thought I was genuinely angry there. I'm not angry. I'm nice, aren't I? No, I'm not going to start again. Okay, so here we go. More weather vocabulary for you, folks. Coming right up. Yeah, what's up, blood? You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. Yeah, my name's like Luke and all that. Wicked, yeah? So, you know, you gotta like keep listening to Luke's English Podcast, yeah? Because it's like totally wicked for your English and that, you know what I mean? Like, you're gonna learn like all the phrasal verbs or like your idiomatic expressions and all that, yeah? You know what I mean? Do you get me? So, like, it's the British flavour, you know what I mean? It's the British sensibility, yeah? So you gotta like learn from the podcast, right? And we live our lives over in London, you know what I mean? And like keep down with the slang and the culture, yeah? Wicked. Okay, so the weather. Excuse me, bit of a cough. So the weather, what I'm gonna do now is just describe a typical year of weather in London. Now, there's lots of weather vocabulary in this description that I'm going to give you now. But so see if you can kind of pick up or catch the bits of weather vocabulary that I use here. But remember, at the end, when I've described this typical year of weather, I'm going to summarize the vocabulary and I'm going to kind of explain the words that I've used to describe the weather. And if there are things that I've missed, you know, if there are bits of vocabulary that I haven't used, I'm going to include them at the end. So, like I said, at the end, nice summary with lots of weather vocabulary. Most of that weather vocab I'm going to use in this description. But if I miss anything, I'll include it in the summary at the end. Don't forget, of course, that I'm going to provide you with some kind of tape script. I haven't decided yet if it's going to be a full tape script or if I'll just include descriptions of the vocabulary. But I will include some kind of tape script on the web page, which of course is teacherluke.podomatic.com. So don't forget to check that out too as well also. Right? Okay. I'm very generous. I'm very nice, aren't I? Yeah, I'm not going to start that again. But I am feeling quite generous. Why do I do this? I just, you know, I'm not getting paid. I keep saying this, don't I? I keep mentioning the fact that I'm not getting paid. Do you think I'm trying to hint something? You know, feel free to send me all your money. Yeah. No, you don't have to send me any money. You know, I'm mainly doing this just for my karma. You know, I just think if I give the world something for free, somehow good things will come back to me. That's karma, right? I think so. Anyway. So, typical weather in the UK, in London. Well, of course, in Britain, we have four seasons. Spring, summer, autumn, winter. Now, in American English, autumn is sometimes called the fall or the fall, right? Because that's when the leaves fall from the trees. So they call it the fall. We used to call it the fall, but in modern English, we use the word autumn. So four seasons. I know that in some countries around the world, in lots of countries around the world, you don't have four seasons. You just have kind of two seasons, like a wet season and a dry season, or, you know, a hot season and a quite hot season, right? Well, here in London, we've got all four seasons, so it's really exciting, yeah, because we've got so many seasons. Four. Count them. One, two, three, four whole seasons, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a rainy season. It just, you know, it can and will rain at any time, basically. So it doesn't matter what time of year it is. We don't really have a rainy season and a dry season. It can just rain at any time, and it will, and it does, right? That what we tend to have is that winter is usually a bit wetter than summer. I know that, for example, in Japan, the winter is dry and the summer is quite wet. Well, here in the UK, winter tends to be quite wet and summer, hopefully, is quite dry. But really, it can rain at any time. So I'm going to start with Christmas. Basically, that's where I'm going to start. So Christmas, of course, is right in the middle of winter, and at Christmas, that's when you have all the positive images of winter. So things like nice, warm, and cozy images, like being together indoors with your family in front of the fire. You know, it's dark outside a lot of the time, but there are lovely Christmas lights everywhere. Another image of Christmas is snow, but actually it doesn't snow very often here in the UK. In London, it doesn't snow very often. It does snow quite a lot in Scotland. Like, the further north you go in the UK, the more it snows and the colder it gets. But in London, it doesn't really snow that often these days. It's quite rare, in fact. It might snow a bit during the winter, but usually the snow doesn't settle. It just melts when it hits the ground. So the snow really settles just a couple of times a year. And when the snow does settle, usually it's kind of a news story. You know, kind of 1 foot of snow settles in London. When the snow does settle, it's pretty ridiculous because the whole city just falls apart, really. All of the buses stop running, all the trains get delayed just because a little bit of snow. It's really stupid. Anyway, it doesn't usually snow that much these days. Global warming, maybe? Who knows? So Christmas is really when the winter is best, because everyone wears nice warm clothes and they get together inside and they put all the central heating on, or they have an open fire burning in the fireplace, and it's really warm and cozy. Then New Year's Day, January the 1st, comes around, and you wake up in the morning or in the afternoon, depending on how late you went to bed the night before. And you wake up and you've probably got a hangover, especially if you've, you know, had a very late night and a big party the night before. And so you wake up and you're kind of tired of all the parties, because you get a week from Christmas to New Year's Day, and that week is just a week of partying. You know, there's your Christmas party at work where you drink too much. Then you've got your Christmas party with your friends. Then you have another party with your family. And then there's another party in the local pub on Boxing Day. And then you've got New Year's Eve, and it's, you know, that's a big party. So by New Year's Day, you're just exhausted of all the parties. And you wake up in the morning and you look out of the window and it's just depressing outside. It's grey, it's dark, it's overcast. So there's a layer of grey cloud across the sky. You can't see the sun. It's pretty miserable, really. There are no leaves. There's nothing green outside, just these bare trees. It's really a bit depressing. The days are short. You know, it gets dark at about 4 p.m. The sun doesn't come up until quite late in the morning. So it's dark when you go to work, and it's dark when you come back from work. Really, it just feels like it's nighttime all the time, you know? So it's pretty depressing, pretty grim. Sometimes, you know, when you get home and you sit inside, you can feel a draft coming through the windows, especially, you know, the windows here in lots of houses in London are quite old. You know, we have these old wooden windows, which actually are very expensive. You know, if you're buying a house here and you see windows which are, you know, old fashioned ones, which were built in the Victorian times, you know, 100 years ago, those windows are actually more expensive and better than new windows. I don't understand. I don't get it. But for some reason, those old-fashioned windows are good in British houses. And it's a kind of real selling point if you find a house with old-fashioned windows. Oh, great, old-fashioned windows, brilliant. Yeah, I'll spend another £10,000 just to get those crap windows that, you know, don't insulate the house very well. Yeah, great. That's brilliant, isn't it? Well, it's not really, because those old-fashioned windows let a lot of cold air into the house, and you can feel a horrible cold draft in the winter time. And so what you have to do is, you know, we do crazy things like we stuff newspaper in, you know, between the... We stuff newspaper in the cracks in the, you know, between the windows to stop the drafts coming in. We have to do these ridiculous things just to keep warm in the winter. What else? Okay, so in the morning, there might be, you know, in January in the morning, there might be a layer of frost on the ground. That's if it's been a very cold night and kind of everything is slightly frozen. It's a bit like when you take some food out of the freezer, it's covered in frost, yeah? Well, sometimes after a very cold night, you look out of the window and everything's covered in frost. And it, you know, it looks pretty good, actually, you know? It looks quite beautiful, really. So everything's frozen and you get a layer of ice everywhere. It can be dangerous, especially on the roads. You get black ice on the roads, and black ice basically is when there's a kind of layer of ice on the street, but you can't see it. So it just looks black, just like the road. And that's really dangerous, and you, there are accidents on the roads. So you get these lorries that spread salt all over the streets to try and make them safer. You know, when you go outside in January in the middle of winter and you breathe, you can see your breath, right? Your breath kind of comes out like vapor out of your mouth. And that, you know, that's kind of cool. When you're a kid, that's really fun. You can just kind of go, and loads, you know, loads of steam comes out of your mouth. That's kind of interesting. When you're an adult, though, it's not that exciting. Except for me. I still enjoy that. I still like, you know, you can, you feel like a dragon or something. You can kind of go, and loads of smoke comes out of your mouth. Anyway, so, you know, sometimes in winter, it really looks beautiful. If it's a clear day or if it's very fresh, if you get a nice blue sky during, you know, on a winter day, it can be really beautiful and bright. I know that in Japan, like I said, it's dry during the winter, and your winter days in Japan are often really beautiful. You get these clear blue skies, the air feels very, very fresh. And so our good winter days in Britain are like a typical Japanese winter day. Very clear and fresh and crisp and dry. But often our winter days here are just sort of grey and wet and cold and uncomfortable. The UK is usually quite kind of windy in the wintertime. Sometimes you get strong winds. We often get storms outside. A storm, obviously, is lots of heavy rain and strong winds. And people say things like, my God, it's blowing a gale out there, right? It's blowing a gale means that there's a really strong wind outside. So, you know, sometimes in the middle of winter it feels really depressing and just awful. But then after what feels like freezing cold weather for ages, things slowly start to change. And that's around March, probably. Around March, things just start changing. The days get a bit longer. We actually turn the clocks forward in March. So, we get a little bit more sunshine in the evenings. It's still quite chilly outside, but it isn't freezing like it is in the middle of winter. The birds start singing again. Flowers start growing. Spring slowly arrives. And in April, we get some mild weather and a bit more sunshine, but it also rains quite a lot. You get lots of showers. Typical weather in spring here in the UK is sunshine and showers. And that's what they always say on the weather forecast. You're going to get a lot of sunshine and showers over the next couple of days. It's the kind of thing that they say. So that just basically means you get a little bit of sunshine and then it rains a little bit and then the sun comes out again. It's, you know, a lot of students who come to this country who I meet just don't understand how it can, the weather can change, you know, moment by moment. But that's British weather. You know, it's fun, isn't it? It's exciting because it's boring if it's just the same every day, isn't it? Yeah. Well, anyway, in London, you know, it's never quite the same moment by moment. It might rain a bit and then the sun shines a bit. And that's fun, right? Now, so at the end of spring, it slowly gets warmer and lighter. We get more light in the evenings, and that really changes everything because you feel like light has come back into your life, right? Everyone seems a little bit happier. The sun gives you that little bit of vitamin D. The birds sing. Nature basically says thank you to the sun. Blossom comes out. We get these beautiful colours of blossom, like beautiful pink and white blossom everywhere. Then usually at the end of May, we actually get a little heat wave. So that's like a week of hot, sunny weather. Summer has arrived, right? People go a little bit crazy when the summer comes. You know, they stay outside all day in the sunshine. They sunbathe in the park. They get drunk in beer gardens. And we all remember what summer is really like. And the whole city just comes back to life. London is a different place in the summer than it is in the winter. Really, the summer... London in the winter and London in the summer are like totally different things. And it really comes back to life in the summer. So when we get that nice bit of hot weather at the end of May, we all remember what summer is really, really like. And it's a real relief. We all think about how great it's going to be to have a long summer of good weather. You know, all the blue skies and long evenings. And the sunny weather continues for a few weeks into June, and we all start planning camping trips and barbecues and things. And then it goes a little bit cloudy, and it starts to rain a lot. And in summer, you get quite a lot of heavy rain, actually. You might get some beautiful hot summer days, but you also get kind of these heavy rain showers from time to time. And often, you get caught in the rain. You might go outside thinking it's going to be a lovely sunny day, but then by lunchtime, it's suddenly started raining, and you get caught in the rain without an umbrella, and you have to escape into a shopping centre, which is usually quite a good excuse to do some shopping. Often, the rainy and cool weather that we get sometimes in the middle of summer will just continue for weeks, and we all watch the skies, hoping for some blue sky to come back. You know, we say things like, oh, it'll get better, or, don't worry, the summer's going to come back at the weekend, right? It'll clear up, we say to each other, and then we go back to our dreams of our long summer afternoons and our lazy Sundays in the park, or maybe a trip to Brighton to go swimming in the sea, but the summer never quite comes back. We do get some strange weather in the summer because the pressure changes from high to low, you know, and this causes thunderstorms. We get lots of lightning, quite regularly. You get thunderstorms with lightning and loud thunder. Thunder, you know, is the sound that lightning makes. It sounds kind of like... which is kind of exciting and very frightening when you're a child. Sometimes you get hailstorms, and that's basically when ice, you know, falls from the sky, which is really strange in the middle of summer when suddenly you hear this kind of loud sound outside, and you look outside and it's hailing, you know. It's really weird sometimes. We think, oh, great, you know... summer's gonna come back, right? It's raining now, it's hailing, there's a thunderstorm, but it won't last long because, you know, summer's gonna come back, you know? It's not just gonna be grey and raining for the whole summer. This is just a little bit of rain and summer's gonna come back soon. In August, you might get lucky. You might have a few days of sunshine, but often it's just quite humid. There's lots of muggy and sticky days and nights. The underground is a nightmare. It's really quite stuffy down there. But still, we expect the good weather to come back. But the English summer is unreliable. And before you know it, it's the end of August. And you realise, that's it. Summer's over. We've already had it. Those few weeks in June were the summer. It's finished. And, you know, when you realise that, it's kind of a depressing thought, because you think, okay, we had a little bit of summer at the beginning, and then you spend the rest of summer just expecting it to come back, and then it just doesn't come back. And by the end of August, you realise, that's it, summer's over. Those, you know, like I said, those few weeks in June were the summer. That's it, it's finished. So already the days start getting shorter. You've got to wear a jacket when you go out. The leaves start to fall off the trees. You see squirrels in the park collecting nuts for the winter. Birds fly to warmer climates. The colours change from lush green to golden brown, red and yellow colours. Actually, it's really beautiful, but it is a little bit sad. Everything's dying, basically, but, you know, it is perhaps even more beautiful than it was in the summer. Some days in autumn are actually sunny and blue, you know, the sky is blue, but still your heart is a little bit heavy because you know that there's no future in this good weather. You know, that it might be sunny for a couple of days, but you know that the future is cold and dark. It reminds you of being a child and how sad you felt when you had to go back to school with your new school uniform and your new school books, waving goodbye to your mum on the first day of school as the wind blows and red and brown leaves blow across the street. It just makes you want to cry, really. That's what it feels like in the autumn. But it isn't all bad, because we have Halloween, and that's quite good fun. And we have fireworks night, and, you know, we get to kind of have these big firework parties in the park. We have big bonfires in the park, and you can warm your face and hands. But by November, it's freezing cold again. But London in winter, I mean, it can be depressing, but it's a different character in winter. There's something romantic about the streets in the centre of town at night in winter. It reminds you of Sherlock Holmes and Charles Dickens, in a way. And the pubs are a lot more inviting. It's great to sit in a pub all evening, or have your Sunday lunch there, and just sit in a lovely leather armchair with a pint of ale and a newspaper, and then go home and drink tea to keep warm. And, you know, you stay in bed in the morning, and if you're with someone, you can keep each other warm in bed. It's quite nice, actually, when it's cold outside, but you're warm inside. It's really, you know, very cosy and lovely. Then Christmas comes again, and you eat lots of chocolate and fatty food. You know, it helps you stay warm in the winter. That's how you justify it to yourself. Anyway, you think, I'm going to eat loads of chocolate and loads of unhealthy food because, you know, it's good. It's helping me to keep warm, right? That's what you tell yourself anyway. Then cruel January comes back. But you know it's only a matter of time before the sun returns and everything comes back to life again. So that's your typical year of weather here in London. I expect that in some countries in Europe it's pretty similar. But I know that some countries in other parts of the world are completely different. I mean, like I said, in Japan, I mean, I lived in Japan for 2 years, and it was quite a shock getting used to the weather over there, particularly the summer. I mean, like I said, in winter in Japan, I lived in Yokohama, which is kind of in the middle of Japan, really, near Tokyo. And there, the winter is very dry and very cold. I mean, it's so dry that your skin gets dry. You have to use lots of moisturizer every day to keep your skin from just going really dry. And it's very cold in winter. And then when spring comes in Japan, you get the beautiful cherry blossom coming out. And the Japanese absolutely love their cherry blossom in spring. It's a beautiful pink colour. But it only lasts for a couple of weeks in April. When the cherry blossom is out, the Japanese love to sit under the cherry blossom, and they have their cherry blossom parties. They drink beer and sake and shochu, right, and sing karaoke. And it's really a special time, spring, in Japan. And some of the best weather is around springtime. And then when the summer starts, it's similar to the British summer. Probably in May, in Japan, you get lovely hot summer days. But then the rainy season begins, because really the summer in Japan is quite wet. And by the end of June or the beginning of July, you get the very heavy rain for weeks and weeks, and it goes a bit cold again. And that's really quite miserable, because, you know, if you can imagine, it just rains all the time. I mean, it rains more in rainy season than it does in the UK at that time of year. And then at the end of rainy season, it gets really hot, and it gets really, really humid and muggy. And it gets so humid in Japan that you have to, you know, take care of your clothes in your cupboards and your food in the kitchen. It's so hot and wet that sometimes your clothes, you know, your socks in your drawer get moldy because of all the heat and moisture. So you have to use, like, chemicals. You have to use silica gel and put it in your cupboards to absorb the moisture so that your clothes don't go moldy. If you have fruit in a fruit bowl in the hot, humid summer in Japan, it will go moldy and rotten really quickly. So it's kind of difficult, the Japanese summer. And very, very hot and very humid. And when I was, my first summer in Japan was really, really difficult for me, because I just wasn't used to that kind of heat, that constant heat. And we don't get constant heat for weeks and weeks and weeks in the summer here in London. We get a bit of heat and then it rains a bit and it cools down. And you can, you know, it's easier to deal with it. But in Japan, it's just hot and hot and hot and humid for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I got sick, actually, in Japan, because I got exhausted by the heat. If you can imagine, you know, I was just sweating for days and days and days. And it's quite unhealthy. You've got to be careful. You've got to eat the right food and try and stay cool. It stays hot through September. It's still hot and humid. And then in Japan, you get these big storms, big hurricanes, lots of strong, heavy winds and thunder and lightning and heavy rain. And then by October in Japan, the weather is actually lovely again. And you get nice, warm, sunny days with blue skies, and the colour of the leaves changes, and you get beautiful red, brown and golden leaves in Japan in autumn. It's a really good time to visit Tokyo or Kyoto. If you have a chance to go to Japan, definitely a good time is October or possibly April, when they have the cherry blossom out. And then it gets colder and colder. But the length of the days in Japan, in my experience, was quite similar in winter and summer. It's not like in London, where in the middle of winter, the days are really short and the nights are really long. But in the summer, the days are long and the nights are quite short. In Tokyo, really in summer and winter, the days are kind of pretty much the same length, I think. That's what I remember. And then winter comes back and it's freezing cold and dry, but very crisp and clear. Right, so that's it. If, you know, feel free to let me know what the weather's like in your country at the moment. What's it like? How is it there? I mean, what's the experience of living in your country? I know that in many countries in the world, the weather is a big problem. I mean, a big problem for lots of people. And it's very dangerous. And with climate change, we're getting more kind of floods and more dangerous extreme weather conditions. So I hope that the weather in your country isn't too difficult for you. You know, I hope it's not giving you too many problems in your lives. Let me know what the weather's like in your country. Okay, so that's my description of a typical year of weather. And now what I'd like to do is kind of summarize some of the weather vocabulary that I've used there. I'm also going to teach you some other useful bits of weather vocabulary that I didn't mention in my description. Okay, so here we go. Weather, 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 Wicked.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, folks, some weather vocabulary for you. And I've just sort of divided this into different categories. My categories are rain, wind, snow, hot, cold, humid, cloud. That's it. Those are my categories, okay? So these are like little chunks of vocabulary. And I'm going to try and give you definitions for them. And I'm also going to try and give you just like how people would say these things too, okay? So let's start with rain. There's lots of different types of rain. Obviously, you can just say it's raining, right? It's raining outside. But you talk about a bit of rain, so it just rains for half an hour, that's a shower, okay? A shower. So that's just a noun, just a shower. We don't have a verb. We don't say it's showering, do we? I don't think so. We normally just say a shower. So, you know, you might say, oh, there's going to be a few showers today, right? If it's raining a lot, you can say it's raining heavily or heavy rain. Also, a downpour is like very, very heavy rain, like a period of very heavy rain. You know, there was an absolute downpour yesterday. Or you could say it poured down. That's the verb. It poured down yesterday. So that's heavy rain. You also have things like drizzle. Drizzle is when the raindrops are very, very small, but there's lots of them, right? So it's kind of like very small raindrops, but lots and lots of very small raindrops. It's like a horrible rain. When there's drizzle, it doesn't really make a sound because the raindrops are too small. So very small, fine droplets of rain, drizzle. Really miserable weather, that is. So you can say it's drizzling or there's some drizzle outside. We also say it's spitting. It's spitting. And that's when there's just a few little drops of rain. Usually just when it's starting to rain, you know, someone might say, is it raining outside? You go, well, yeah, it's spitting a bit, or it's just starting to spit. So those are like the first few drops of rain before it properly starts to pour down, right? So that's rain. Next we've got wind. Commonly people will say, it's windy, or it's a bit windy today, isn't it? Right? If there's very heavy wind, you could say it's blowing a gale. You can say strong wind. It's strong. There's a lot of strong wind today, or it's blowing a gale outside. A hurricane or a typhoon. Those are big wind storms, basically a hurricane or a typhoon. We use the word a breeze, and that's like a nice, soft, cool wind. So maybe a soft, cool wind that you would feel at the beach. You know, if it's a very hot day, you go to the beach because you can feel a nice, cool breeze coming off the sea. So there's a lovely, cool breeze blowing. We also say that the wind blows. So, for example, you could say, I couldn't sleep last night because I could hear the wind blowing outside. The wind was blowing, right? Okay, so that's wind, basically. I know that there are more bits of weather vocabulary, but to be honest, there's so much weather vocabulary that I'm just trying to choose the kind of the most common ones, right? So the most common ones that you can use every day if you're describing the weather. And a typical situation where you describe the weather would be, well, I mean, it's obviously a very common conversation piece, isn't it? You say, oh, you know, God, it's cold today, isn't it? God, yeah. You know, or God, it was, you know, it was blowing a gale last night. I couldn't sleep a wink, that sort of thing. So we often talk about the weather. Or if you're a student of English, I expect that you'll probably talk about the weather in your countries. So hopefully this whole podcast will be really interesting or useful for you so that you can kind of learn how to describe the weather in your countries. So next time your teacher says to you, so what's the weather like in your country at the moment? Then you can say, well, as a matter of fact, at the moment it's absolutely freezing and it's blowing a gale, probably, you know, that kind of thing. So rain, wind, snow. Snow. Well, snow falls, right? So I can see the snow falling, right? Snow falls. That the fall is the verb that we use with snow. You can also say it's snowing or it never snows in my country, for example. You can say heavy snow or it snows heavily, right? When snow lands on the ground and it stays on the ground, it doesn't melt. It settles. So when snow settles, it means it stays on the ground and it doesn't melt. Obviously, melt is when like ice becomes water, right? It melts. And usually in London, when snow lands, it just melts on the ground. But sometimes it settles and then you get lots of snow covering the ground, a blanket of snow, okay? That's snow, basically. Cold. Well, obviously you can say it's really cold, it's very cold, but you can also say it's absolutely freezing. It's absolutely freezing. And that just means it's very cold. It's absolutely freezing. We also say things like, it's chilly. It's a bit chilly today, isn't it? And that just means quite cold. Chilly means quite cold. Hot. Well, you can say, it's really hot today, isn't it? Or you can say, it's absolutely boiling. Or it's absolutely boiling hot. That just means it's very hot. You can say, it's warm. You know, it's quite warm today, isn't it? Warm just means, you know, quite hot. We also use the word mild. And I think that's a very typically English word. It's very mild today. And mild is a word we use probably when it has been cold and the weather's just a little bit warmer than cold, right? So mild is somewhere between cool and warm. In the middle there, you've got mild. So typically in March, we would have mild weather. It's kind of, I don't know, about 10 degrees or something, I suppose. 10 to 15 degrees. Kind of mild. Okay, that's hot. We've got humid. Now, obviously, if you say it's humid, that means that it's hot, but it's also wet. So there's lots of kind of moisture in the air. The air feels very heavy and wet. It's humid. There's a lot of humidity. So humid is the adjective. Humidity is the noun. But there are other expressions that we use to say humid. Like we say, it's muggy. It's very muggy today, isn't it? And that's a negative word. It means humid, right? But when it feels bad, you can say, God, it's so muggy today. It's so uncomfortable. We also say, it's very close. It's very close today, isn't it? And it just means muggy. It feels like the air is very close to your skin, right? You can also say, it's very sticky today. And sticky just means, again, humid, but it feels like your clothes are kind of sweaty. It feels like your clothes are sticking to your skin. It's uncomfortable. It's sticky. We use the word stuffy, not really to describe weather, but to describe the condition or the atmosphere inside a room. So when you, for example, if you've been in a classroom with lots of other students studying English and speaking a lot, then often the air gets very old, right? And the temperature in the room is quite hot. And you can say, God, it's really stuffy in here. Let's open the window, right? So we only use stuffy to talk about the conditions inside a room, or like in the underground, it's very stuffy. On the train, it's stuffy, for example. Let's see. Cloud. Well, cloud. We can say, obviously, it's cloudy, right? It's very cloudy today. But we often, in England, we use an expression, it's overcast. And if it's overcast, it means that there's just grey cloud across the whole sky and you can't see the sun. So it's overcast. And that's just really depressing when it's overcast. Let's see. We also say things like, we talk about blue sky, right? That's, you know, when there's no cloud, it's we talk about blue sky. So we say, oh, there's some blue sky there. Or there are some patches of blue sky over there. Patches of blue sky are just like small areas of blue sky. That's very typical in the English sky. You know, you might get large parts of cloud with a few patches of blue sky. We also say things like a clear blue sky, or there's not a cloud in the sky. So when English people go on holiday to beautiful sunny places like, I don't know, the south of Spain, you know, they always say, oh, isn't it lovely? Oh, the weather's just lovely. There's not a cloud in the sky, right? Okay. Other kinds of cloud, you could say fog. Fog is a kind of cloud, but fog is like when the cloud is close to the ground, yeah? And, you know, it's very dangerous when you're driving if there's a lot of fog because you can't see very far into the distance. So that's fog. It's a kind of myth that London is very foggy. It's not foggy. I mean, it's we don't get much fog here. We used to get fog. That was many, many years ago when there was more pollution in the air. That's because all the houses used to burn coal or burn wood, and there were lots of factories that produced a lot of smoke. And so the smoke from the factories and from people's homes kind of combined with the cold air, with the cloud, and it created a lot of fog. But these days we don't get so much fog. Similar to fog is mist. And mist is a bit like very thin fog. And you might get mist in the morning. And that's when, for example, the ground is very cold, but the air is starting to heat up and you get mist. So it's like very thin fog close to the ground. You get mist at night as well, which is when the ground is hot, or the ground is warm from the sun during the day, and then the air starts to get cold and it creates mist kind of close to the ground. So it's a bit foggy, or it's a little bit misty, for example. Yeah, that's basically it. There are other kinds of weather as well. I guess this is kind of... We have weather like hail. Hail, like I described before, is basically when ice falls from the sky. A hailstorm is when lots of ice falls from the sky. And, you know, you've got to be careful because sometimes it hurts. If you're standing in a hailstorm, it just really hurts. I think in some parts of the world, hail can be really dangerous. You get really big lumps of ice falling from the sky. In the UK, our hail is usually about sort of half a centimetre in size, maybe smaller. It makes kind of a nice sound, though. And also we get sleet. Sleet is horrible. And it's like a cross between rain and snow. It's like somewhere between rain and snow. It's like horrible wet snow that falls from the sky. Really miserable weather. So that's basically it, I think. Now, actually, I'm just going to listen to my description of London again, because I probably have missed a few bits of vocabulary. So let me listen to it again, and I'll note down any bits of vocabulary that I haven't described for you now, and then I'll describe them for you if I've missed them, okay? So here we go. Okay, I've just listened to myself, which is kind of strange. A little bit strange listening to yourself, isn't it? Have you ever done that? Like recorded your voice and then listened to it? It can be a bit strange, but it is quite a good way for you, you out there who are listening to this. It's quite good for you, actually, if you record your voice and listen to it. It's a really good way of sort of becoming more aware of how you speak and how you use your voice. So I do recommend that. I recommend it to all of you out there. Record yourselves. Record yourselves talking about something. Like, for example, record yourselves talking about the weather in your country. And then listen to it and check it. See how it sounds. What you're doing. What's good and what's not so good. And try not to be embarrassed about it. Everyone's a little bit embarrassed about listening to their own voice. But just, you know, try to be reasonable about it and try to be objective. And how does your voice really sound? It might help you to understand, you know, what your strengths and weaknesses are with your English. Anyway, I did miss a few little bits of language that I used in my description of the British weather, but which I didn't explain. So here they are. Let's see. One thing I said was the climate. The climate. Basically, the climate is a nice word because we use it to describe the weather conditions, all of the weather conditions. So, for example, you might say, you know, the climate in London is quite changeable. Yeah, it's really a synonym of weather, climate. Whereas the climate in Japan in the summer is very hot and humid. In the winter, it's very dry and cold. Okay. Of course, we these days everyone is talking about climate change, and that just refers to all of the atmospheric changes which are happening around the world. Particularly things like the fact that the world is getting warmer, and that's causing the polar ice caps to melt, the water level is rising. All of those things are, you know, known as climate change. So that's the climate. Another thing I said was just related to the weather. In the winter, you have to wrap up warm. Wrap up warm. And that just means you need to put on warm clothes. But to wrap something basically means to cover something in a material. I think, like, for example, when you buy someone a Christmas gift, you have to wrap that gift in paper, right? But in the winter, you have to wrap up warm. So that means cover yourself with warm clothes. Wrap up warm. Another expression I used when I was talking about the winter here is that it's warm and cozy. Warm and cozy. Cozy just means warm and nice and comfortable. You know, like, for example, when you wake up in the morning and you're in bed, and it's really comfortable and really warm. It's warm and cozy. It's a bit like when you wrap up warm and you sit in front of a fire and you have a nice cup of tea. Warm and cozy. Right. Another thing I said was it's grey. It's grey. Now, obviously, grey is a colour. It's kind of between black and white. You get grey. And it's the colour of cloud. So you can use grey to describe the weather. So it's very grey outside. It just means there's lots of horrible cloud. It's overcast. It's grey. We also say things like, it's miserable. It's miserable. Miserable just means really unhappy. And so you can say that a person is miserable. It's like, you look a bit miserable today. What's the matter? Right? But also we use miserable to describe a situation or the weather. It's like, oh, it's really miserable outside today, for example. Synonyms of miserable would be depressing. It's really depressing outside today. You know, yeah, it's so grey and overcast. It's really depressing. We also say grim. Grim. Grim is a nice word, and it means depressing, sad, dark, hopeless. Right. So it's a bit like, you know, when you look out of the window on a January morning, there are no leaves on the trees, it's grey, it's really cold, it's really grim and miserable and depressing. God, that's a sad thought, isn't it? God. Anyway, so another word was a draft. A draft. And a draft is something you feel when you're inside. And it's when you can feel cold air coming through the window, or maybe cold air coming under a door. That's a draft. So we say things like, you can feel a draft coming through the windows, right? Especially if you've got these kind of bad, old-fashioned English windows. You can really feel lots of drafts coming through. Okay, a draft. The other word was frost. And I described frost already. It's basically a layer of ice. Just like when you take something out of the freezer, it's covered in like a kind of layer of ice. That's frost. And sometimes in the morning, when it's been very cold at night, you get lots of frost on the ground. Other things was a heat wave. A heat wave. Well, you know what a wave is. You get waves in the sea, at the beach. Right? That's a wave. But when you get a period, like a short period of really hot weather, it's called a heat wave. And really, in England, in the summer, we often get a heat wave. But, I mean, I think for most people, or for many people, particularly if you're from a hot country, our heat wave is just like a normal summer's day for you. But for us, a heat wave is like hot weather for a week, right? And we don't call it summer, we call it a heat wave, because it only lasts a week, right? Yeah, so I expect a heat wave in your country isn't, I don't know, is it common? Do you have heat waves? We have heat waves. A heat wave is a really good thing in England, because it just means you get a bit of hot weather for a while. Okay, so a heat wave. Okay, the other expression was to get caught in the rain. To get caught in the rain, okay? Caught is the past participle of catch, right? Catch, caught, caught. I got caught in the rain. And that just means that I was outside and it rained and it was a surprise, right? I was outside, it rained, and I got wet because I wasn't prepared. So I got caught in the rain. So when you get caught in the rain, you have to escape the rain and you run for shelter in a shopping centre, right? Ladies, isn't that what you do? Oh yeah, I had to go shopping and buy 3 pairs of shoes because I got caught in the rain and I had to escape into the shopping centre. So that's why I bought 3 pairs of shoes, 5 jackets, 7 handbags, lots of makeup and lots of other things that women usually buy. Okay? A thunderstorm. Now, I kind of explained that. A thunderstorm is where you get a big storm, but you get lightning and thunder. It's called a thunderstorm. Lightning is the electricity which comes from the sky, right? Lightning, it makes a flash. It's very bright when it happens. And thunder is the sound that happens, like that. That's thunder, okay? Okay, and finally, when I was talking about Japan, I said that in the summer, because it's so hot and humid, you have to take care of your clothes and your food in the kitchen, your clothes in your bedroom and food in the kitchen, because sometimes, because it's so hot and wet, that your clothes can get mouldy. And mouldy is the adjective, mould is the noun, and mold is like this stuff, this horrible stuff that grows. And you get it on like dead, like old fruit. If you have an apple and you leave that apple for a long time, eventually you get like this horrible green stuff that grows all over the apple. It's called mold, right? And you could say, oh, that apple's all moldy. Throw it away. Oh, it's disgusting, right? Okay. So that's mold or moldy. And I also mentioned a chemical called silica gel. And silica gel is like a blue, kind of like a blue crystal. And it absorbs water.
That means it actually, it takes water in. And when silica gel is full of water, it goes blue. And when you heat it up, all the water goes away, comes out of it, and it goes clear, it goes white. Okay? But silica gel is like a little chemical, little crystal, which absorbs water. And you find silica gel, for example, when you buy, I don't know, when you buy a pair of shoes, in the box, sometimes you get a little bag, and it says, do not eat, right? And inside that bag, you'll find silica gel. And they put the silica gel in the box just to keep the shoes dry so that they don't get damaged for some reason, okay? Silica gel. That's it. Okay, so I hope that's useful and interesting. And this podcast is about 1 hour long. So another long one for you folks. If you don't like long podcasts, what I recommend that you do is when you get bored, stop listening. But then when you come back, just listen again from where you stopped. Okay? You don't have to listen to the whole podcast in one long session. Just listen to 10 minutes, stop, do something else. And then a couple of days later, listen to another 10 minutes. You can do whatever you want, right? You don't have to listen to it all at the same time. Just listen to a little bit and then another little bit and another little bit, right? Okay. So, you know, you're getting extra, you're getting more. Every time I give you these long podcasts, you're just getting a little bit more. Lucky you, eh? Aren't I nice? I'm nice, aren't I? Aren't I? Sorry, I'm not going to do that again. So that's the end of the podcast. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day or lovely evening or lovely night. I don't know what time it is where you are. And I'm just talking nonsense now. I'm just going to keep talking like this until you fall asleep. No, I'm not. I'm going to stop talking now. So that's it. Have a lovely... I'm repeating myself. I've got to stop. Right, I'm stopping now. Cheers. Bye, 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 bye. So, like, nice one for listening to my podcast, yeah? I think you'll agree it was totally wicked. And, you know, respect to you, basically, for, like, downloading it and that. If you want more information, just visit my website, yeah? teacherluke.podomatic.com. All right, wicked. Excuse me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.